Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Dalet. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the second to last line. Ella Haistama Ashkach. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Alil Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives that should return home safely, and also by Daniel Goldstein, in honor of his father, Ivan Goldstein, Yitzchak Leib, Ben Mordechai Alevi, on his 10th yard site, which is Thursday, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and also Avi put on the list again, but I think we did this one already, but you can't wish too many Malestov to the Sifs. So by Rabbi Yisrael Moshe and Shoshana Sif, in honor of the birth of a grandson, to their daughter and son-in-law, Rina Bracha and the son of Tzvi Nagelblatt, they should have continued nachas from their entire beautiful mishpacha. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we were in the middle of a conversation yesterday where we had established that the Mishnah was following the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, and we said that, wait a second, because that would mean that Rabbi Yochanan is paskening like our Mishnah, like a Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan and our Stam Mishnah seems to assume that a lav shein bo maisa lokin a lav, because if you're assuming that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yishmael, you assume that it's about Malkus and not only about a Karban, and Rabbi Yochanan is therefore paskening lav shein bo maisa lokin a lav. But we know that Rabbi Yochanan paskens lav shein bo maisa ain lokin a lav. So he said there must be another Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan found that taught us that you don't get Malkus for a lav shein bo maisa. So we're in the process of trying to find that second Stam Mishnah, that other Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan must be following, which teaches us that you don't get Malkus for a lav shein bo maisa. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, well, if our Mishnah is not only about Korban, but it's also about Malkus, all these Shtayim Shein Arba things are really about Malkus, is there a parallel of Malkus in the cases of Tzara'as? Is there Malkus in the cases of Hotza'as Shabbos? And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether maybe our Mishnah actually follows Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Shmuel, or at least part of our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara is going to entertain the possibility that maybe our Mishnah is a third Tana. Our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi, and therefore Rabbi could paskin like Rabbi Shmuel on part of our Mishnah, and could be paskining like Rabbi Akiva on part of our Mishnah. So as much as we said that the entirety of the Mishnah doesn't seem to follow Rabbi Akiva, the entirety of the Mishnah doesn't seem to follow Rabbi Shmuel, maybe it splits down the middle, and the Gemara is then going to, on Amud Beis, going to discuss whether Rebbe utilizes the limud of ribui umiut or the limud of klal uprat. And it seems that he utilizes the methodology of ribui umiut and not klal uprat in order to teach, like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that a person could be chayiv a korban lisha avar. Unlike Rabbi Shmuel, that you could be chayiv a korban for a shvua about the past as well. So the Gemara is just going to try to figure out if that's true. Is Rabbi Akiva, is Rabbi consistent in that methodology throughout Shas, that he uses ribuy umiut rather than klal uprat? So let's begin two lines from the end of the page on Daf Gimel and Beis. Again, we're looking for a Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan might have been following, which teaches us that lav she'ein bo maisa ain lokin alav. Ella haistama ashkach. I found a Stam Mishnah, says the Gemara. It's a Mishnah right here, Masechta Shavuos on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah tells me Shavuos shelo ochel kikar zo, a person takes a shvua that I will not eat this loaf of bread, shavua shelo achlena, and then he says the shavua again that I will not eat it, va'achala, and he eats it, eino chayv ala achas. He's only chayv, even though he took two shavuos, but the second shavua is not going to be chal on the first shavua, once he was nishpa the first time, so the iser was already there, so when he takes that second shavua, he's taking a shavua to be mekayim a mitzvah that he's already chayv in, and we know that someone who's nishpa, lekayim is a mitzvah, and he's not mekayim, that mitzvah is going to be potter from the Shavua perspective, because the Torah says lo hara o lehetiv, so Chazal Darshan, that it must be about a Dvar Rishus, where you have the option lo hara o lehetiv. Again, lo hara o lehetiv doesn't mean bad or good, it means to not do or to do, so it must be that it's the option that we're talking about, something that you can choose whether to not do or to do. If it's a mitzvah, you don't get to choose whether to do or not do a mitzvah, and therefore that's not subject to the entire parsha of Shavua. The Rishonim raised the question, why do you get Malkus one time? It's Asra Safek, that because after all, anytime something is a Shavua, you can always be Shoel al Shavuaso. You can go to a Chacham and undo the Shavua retroactively. So how can anyone give you asra, you better not eat that, because if you do eat that, you're going to be chayv malchus. Maybe he'll eat it, and then he'll go to a chacham, and the chacham will give him an out, and will say, nah, you never had a shvua in the first place. So the whole thing is going to be asra suffix. So the Rishonim say, yeah, it's not up to him, though. It's biyad chacham to determine whether he's going to give him that out. And therefore, that's not asra suffix. Asra suffix is only when you are in control of your own destiny, and even if you violate this asra, you still might not get the malchus. So this would not be asra suffix, it would be asra vaday. Tosa Rosh also suggests that we're not choshesh for that, because minastam, a shavua is not omed lihi sha'el. Just like by a nazir, he gets malchus if he drinks wine, even though you could be sha'el on your nazirus as well. That's not the working assumption we have when a person has a shavua or a nazirus or something like that that is active. So zohi shavuas bitui, and this is someone who takes a shavua that I will eat or I won't. That is the example of that I won't eat this kind of shavua, that I won't eat this kikar, is the example of shavuas bitui that the Torah is talking about. That's where you're going to be chayiv malchus if you violate b'mezid, and if you violate b'shogig, you're chayiv a carbon olivi orid. So says Mar, whoa, that lashon of zohi, this is a shvuas bitui. Zohi de chayiv nal zona makos, that implies that we're being mima'it something. What are being mima'it? Aval ochel velo ochel lo lucky. That this example of shvua, where you take a shvua that I will not eat, and then you do eat, that's an example where you're going to be chayiv malchus. But had it been the opposite, that you took a shvua that you will eat and then you didn't eat, that you're not going to be chayiv malchus. Why? Because that's a lav shein bo ma'isa. If you take a shvua that I will eat, how do you violate that shvua? By not doing anything, by not eating. That's a lav shein bo ma'isa. So you see that there's a stam mishnah that says you're not going to get malchus in that case because it's a lav shein bo ma'isa. So it's a stam mishnah that lav shein bo ma'isa ain lokin alav. So therefore, even though ein achinami, our stam mishnah seems to assume lav shein bo ma'isa, yes lokin alav. A mishnah later in this masechta assumes lav shein bo ma'isa ain lokin alav, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's going to paskin like that stam mishnah. Tosfos points out that you cannot say, meaning the Gemara is making an assumption over here, that when we say zohi, this is example of malchus and shvua, it's specifically coming to be mima'et, a shvua that I will eat. Maybe it's coming to be mima'et lots of other things. Maybe it's coming to be mima'et a shvua al l'sha'avar, meaning a shvua about that I did eat or I didn't eat. So Tosfos says, nah, it's mistaber that if the case the Mishnah gives is about a shavua al-lahaba, the thing it's being mima'it is also a shavua al-lahaba, and not an entirely different case of a shavua of la'avar. Tosfos further says, you also can't say it's coming to be mima'it a shavua al-asid, that I'm not going to throw the piece of the kikar into the ocean, and then you ended up throwing it, because in such a case, you'd be chayiv l'kuli alma, because that's a lav sheyesh b'mai, so why would we be mima'it that? And you also can't say that it's coming to be mima'it someone who's nishba levatel as a mitzvah, because in the preceding Mishnah, it said that someone who's nishba levatel as a mitzvah, and he's not mevatel the mitzvah, is going to be potter. So all those three possibilities are not possibilities. So what is the Mishnah coming to be mima'it? What's the case where you're not going to get malchus? It must be where you take a shvua that you will eat and then you don't eat. And why don't you get malchus in that case? You don't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So asks Tosos, well, wait a second. Is that why you don't get malchus? Granted, it's coming to be mima'it the case where a person says, I take a shvua that I will eat and then he doesn't eat. And in that case, you're not going to get malchus. Are you sure it's because it's lav shein bo ma'isa though? Maybe it's because it's hasra safek, meaning after all, isn't that exactly what Reish Lakish has said, that if a person takes a shvua that I will eat, that any hasra that he's going to get is by definition going to be hasra safek, because they're going to say you better eat that, because if you don't eat it right now, you're going to be chayv malchus, and it's hasra safek, because maybe I won't eat it right now, but I'll eat it in 5 minutes from now. as long as I eat it at some point today. So it's always going to be Asra Safik. So Tosa says, yeah, it sounds like the Mishnah is speaking about a case of even where a person took a Shavua to eat the Kikar and then he throws it into the Yam and they gave him Asra B'Shas Zrika. That's not Asra Safik. That's Asra Zvadai. Guy takes a Shavua and he eats this Kikar and then they see he's about to chuck it into the ocean where he will not be able to eat it once he does that. That will be a blatant direct violation of his Shavua. So they say, you better not throw it into the ocean. It could be Chayv Malkus. That's Asra Zvadai, because if he violates Asra and throws it into the ocean right there on the spot, Hitaka is going to be Chayv Malkus. Okay, so bottom line is, we found the Stam Mishnah later in this Masechta that says that Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't Lokin Alav. So even though our Stam Mishnah assumes Lav Shein B'Maisa, yes, Lokin Alav, since we have another Stam Mishnah that says Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't Lokin Alav, Rabbi Yochanan is perfectly good to follow that Stam Mishnah. So it says Mar Michti, Haistama Vahaistama, my Chazi David Ki Haistama, Lavid Ki Haistama. But wait a second, it's just two Stam Mishnais. So how did Rabbi Yochanan know which one to Paskin like? Meaning, if granted, you now have the possibility that Rabbi Yochanan was following another Stam Mishnah. How did he know to follow that Stam Mishnah and not this Stam Mishnah? For Rabbi Yochanan in general always follows Stam Mishnais. V'l'taymech, so says Gemara, yeah, but think about it. Rabbi Gufei, hechi sasam lan, hacha hachi, v'hacha hachi. Rabbi is the one that organized all the Mishnais. Why would Rabbi do this? Why would Rabbi make two Stam Mishnais, one of them that says, Lav Shein B'Maisa, ain't Lokin Alav, another one that assumes Lav Shein B'Maisa, yes, Lokin Alav. What's he doing? How could one Rebbe hold? How could he do this? Ella may karasavar Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokin Alav. It must be that Rebbe initially held that you do get Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa Ustama, and therefore he composed the Stam Mishnah that reflected that initial opinion that he had. But then Bahadur Savar, then as he learned more and he changed his mind, people get older and they change their mind, and he then later held Ein Lokin Alav, that one does not get Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa, and therefore Ustama. He composed another Stam Mishnah that reflected his new opinion. But Umishnah Lozazami Makoma, once the initial Mishnah became popular and became well known and became something that was out there, you can't undo it. You can't pull it back. So your best bet is to make another Mishnah and hope that it gains popularity, and everyone will realize that that Mishnah is going to be the one that reflects his final opinion. So he left two Mishnayis, and someone who's intelligent is going to realize that if he put two Stam Mishnayis out there that contradict one another, the last one is the more authoritative one because that reflects his most recent opinion. And therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan is looking at these two Stam Mishnayis, one of them is Beis Amar Aleph, the other one is Daf Chav Zayin, he realizes Chav Zayin comes after Beis. So it must be that Rebbe's Paskin, that were meant to Paskin like the later Stam Mishnah and not like the earlier Stam Mishnah, and that's why Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. Now the Gemara in Maseches Chulin on Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara asks a stira between two Mishnayos over there about how much of a liver of an animal needs to be removed from the animal in order for the animal to become a trefa. Right, a liver is a vital organ, so without it, a person or the animal cannot live. But you could take part of a liver. People, they do liver transplants where people donate part of their liver to somebody. So how much of a liver needs to be removed in order for the animal to be a trefa? There's one Mishnah over there in Daf Mem Beis that says Elu Trefos Bebehema Nita Lakavid V'lo Nishtayer Hemenu Klum, that the entire liver is removed, that makes it a trefa. Sounds like any part of the liver remains, it is not a trefa. And then on Daf Nun Dalid in Maseches Chulin it says Ve'elu Ksheros Bebehema, the following are not trefos, Nita Lakavid V'nishtayer Hemenu Kazayis, if there's a kazayis of the liver that remains. So you say, apparently less than a kazayis, it is a trefos. It's a stira between two mishnayis. In Elu trefos, when it defines the trefos, it says only if nothing is left, it's a trefa. But then when we talk about the ksheros, we say that if it's a kazayis left, it's kosher. Sounds like anything less than a kazayis is a trefa. So the Gemara asks that stira, and the Gemara says it's a machlokas tanoim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, and the halacha is like the shita, that you need a kazayis by nital kaved in order for the animal not to be a trefa. So I asked the Gemara, but wait. Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha k'stam mishnah, and there's a stira between the two mishnayos. They're both a stam mishnah. So why does he paskin like this stam mishnah and not like the other stam mishnah? That's what the Gemara asks. So Frek Tosos over here in Dibra Maskel Vahadar, Tosos refers to the sugya and he says that, what do you mean? Over here the Gemara tells us what Rabbi Yochanan's rules are when there are two stam mishnayos. The Gemara told us that if there's a stam within one mesechta, you have a stam mishnah earlier in the mesechta, a stam mishnah later in the mesechta. We know what Rabbi Yochanan does. Rabbi Yochanan realizes that Rebbe put out a stam mishnah and it gained popularity, and then he changed his mind. He couldn't pull it back, so he put out another stam mishnah, and you should always paskin like the later stam mishnah. So why isn't it obvious that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need a kazayis of the liver to be left, because that was the second of the two stam mishnayos? What's the Gemara asking over there? Why Rabbi Yochanan paskins like that stam mishnah, not the other one? So Tosa says over there, no, over there the second mishnah is a hemshech of the first mishnah. It's not a later mishnah where you could say that Rebbe was chozer bo. It's the same mishnah, so it doesn't make sense that that Rebbe would talk out of the two sides of his mouth at the same time, that he would be chozer bo within the same mishnah. So that's why we need a different answer over there to tight it up. But over here, it's clearly two separate mishnayos. It's in two separate prakim over here. Meaning, if it's in the same parak, you can say that's one mishnah. These are in two totally separate prakim. So that's why it's a reflection that Rabbi Yochanan must paskin like the second stam mishnah, not like the first stam mishnah. Good. Okay. So now we have arrived at our conclusion. We know where Rabbi Yochanan found the stam mishnah that lav shein bo maisa ein lokin alav, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan, really honest to goodness himself, paskins. But our mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Ishmael, and our mishnah holds lav shein b'maisa, yes lokin alav, and that's why the case of shvuos that are shtayim shein arba, granted in only two of those cases would you be chayiv a karbon olav yorev. The other two cases you chayiv malchus, even though they're lav shein b'maisa. Right, the shvuos of l'shaavar, you're not chayiv an olav yorev according to Rabbi Ishmael, but you chayiv malchus. So says Gemara b'mayu kimta. So what did you say? Our mishnah. Who's our mishnah going like Rabbi Ishmael Ulamalkus? That our mishnah is going like Rabbi Ishmael, but if a person purposely violates his shvua, he's chayv malkus, and that's what our mishnah meant when it said shtayim shein arba, that two of those cases you chayv malkus on. So says Maris Nagai, my malkus ika. Well, if it's about malkus, where's the malkus of the shtayim shein arba of Maris Nagai? What do you have to do about tzara'as where you chayv malkus? Right? Tzara'as, there is no malkus involved in tzara'as. There are karbanos as part of the Tara process. There's a malchus as far as tzara'as is concerned. So it says, because it's baharto. Yes, there is. If you cut off your negat tzara'as, ukrabi avinam rabla, dam rabbi avinam rabla, kol makam shneemar, Hishamer pen va'al. Anytime the Torah uses the terminology of Hishamer pen or al, or obviously lo, eino el lo saseh, that's always an indication of a lo saseh in the Torah. And it happens to be by a mitzora, not in this week's parasha, in this past week's parasha, but in Sefer Devarim, the Torah says Hishamer b'nega hatzara'as. So it's also to cut off a nega tzara'as. And if a person does cut off a nega tzara'as, then he's going to get malchus. So you do have a case of malchus, even by a negat tzara'as. Tosos in Dibra Maskel B'kotze, it says, it sounds from our Gemara that someone who's kotze to Beheres is only loka if he is kotze to one of the Dalid Marus HaTemeim, whereas in Masecha Shabbos it's mashma that you get malchus even for being kotze a negat tohar. So Tosos goes through the, because over there the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, why is a kohen mitzora not able to do the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash? After all, asei dochalos has. So what he should do is make himself not a mitzvah anymore. He should cut off the tzara'as so that he could go and do the avoda. So the Gemara says that a kohen mitzvah is not able to do the avoda right away anyway, even if he cuts off the negat tzara'as, because he still needs to go to the mikveh and wait for Harav Shemesh. And for the assay that he'll be able to do tomorrow, we don't allow him to violate a los assay today. We're not going to let him cut off the negat tzara'as today, which would then allow him to do the avoda tomorrow. So the Gemara says that works if the kohen was tameh. But if the Kohen was a Mitzora Tahar, why don't we allow him to cut off his Negatzaras? He will not need Harav Shemesh, he will not need a Tevila, he's Tahar. Let him cut off his Negatzaras and then go do the Avodah, say Dochalosaseh. So you see that apparently the Gemara is assuming that it is a Losaseh to cut off a Negatahar, to cut off a Negatzaras, even if it's Tahar. That's against our Gemara. So Tos says that no, over there we're talking about Maros Tameim, but the Mare was Amad Be'enav, or it was Kaha, that it either stayed the same or it weakened. And the Kohen Mitzora already went to the mikvah, so then he's not Mukhlat, and he's still not allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, because he has this Nega on his skin. But that's the only thing preventing him from doing the Avodah. And Memela, that's the case, where if he's Tolish the Nega, he'd be able to be to be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdash right away. But Eina Chinami, if it was a pure Nega Tahar, it wasn't a Nega Tameh that he was already on the tail end of, that he was already achieving the Tara from. If it was a pure Nega Tahar, then Eina Chinami, there is no Isser to cut off a Nega Tahar. But anyway, that's the Malkus that you have by Nega Tzara'as. Yitzios Shabbos my Malkus Ika. Where's the Malkus for violating Hotza'ah on Shabbos? After all, Lav Shenitin Lasaris Misas Bezdin, who Chil Shabbos is something that a person's Chayiv Misas Bezdin. So isn't Hotza'ah on Shabbos a Lav that is Nitin Lasaris Misas Bezdin? And the rule is V'kol Lav Shenitin Lasaris Misas Bezdin Ein Lokin Alav, that even if you got Hasra'a for Malkus, you don't get Malkus on a Lav that lends itself to Hasra'as Mises Basin, because the reason the Torah wrote that Los Haseh is to give you Skila, not to give you Malkus. So it's answer the Gemara, Mishum Hachi Kamo Kamina Kerevi Yishmael, Damar Lav Shanit Nasar's Mises Basin. Lokin Alav. Well, we said our Mishnah is following Rabbi Shmuel. Guess what? Rabbi Shmuel happens to hold that even Alav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Beis Din, you do get Malkus on. That's what we learned in Malkus Taf Yud Gimel. So if they gave Hasra not to be Motzi Mirshul Surashus on Shabbos, and they told him, and if you do, you're going to be Chayiv Malkus, Rabbi Shmuel holds if he does, he's Taka Chayiv Malkus. So now says the Gemara, according to what we're saying, it's only because it was Alav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Beis Din that Lokin Alav that we're able to say our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yishmael, right? Otherwise, we'd run into trouble, because we said that our mission is following Rabbi Yishmael, and not all the cases are cases of Karban. There are cases of Malkus. So says the Gemara, where's the Malkus by Hotza'ah? Oh, there is Malkus by Hotza'ah, even though it's Alav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Beis Din. Halav Hachi, but it sounds like, had it not been that you can get Malkus for Alav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Beis Din, Kaimik Rabbi Akiva, we'd be able to say that we're following Rabbi Akiva. But that's not true, because Kasha Yedios. In our Mishnah, the case of Yedios HaTumah doesn't fit Rabbi Akiva either, because our Mishnah said that you chayv a karban on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, whether it's Helim Tumah, or whether it's Helim Mikdash, or Helim Kodesh. And that's not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, you're only chayv a karban all of Yorid if you forgot that you were Tameh. But if you realize that you were Tameh, and you forgot that the place that you're going into, that this room that you're walking into, with this building you're walking into, is the Beis HaMikdash, or you forgot that this food that you're eating is Kodesh, Rabbi Akiva holds you're not Chayiv a Korban. So anyway, the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Akiva. Don't tell me, oh, we can't be saying the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva because of Lav Shenitin Lasaras Mises Beis Din, and how else am I going to explain Malkus on Otzal Shabbos? There's a more fundamental reason why our Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you're not Chayiv a Korban all of Yored when there's Helim Mikdash and Helim Kodesh. So it says more, Lav Amrit, Rabbi Shmuel di Ula Malkus, didn't we say that? Yeah, in a chinami. That's why we said our mission is going like Rabbi Yishmael. And it's talking about Malkus to be miyashiv the Mishnah. There's a chiv karban on the shvua al shavar that it shouldn't be a stira. To Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no chiv karban on the shvua al shavar, only on the shvua al shasid. So we said no. The case of shvua al shavar in a chinami is not about karban. That's about Malkus. Well, we could have said the same thing with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kivinami ula Malkus. We could have said the Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva. But the Mishnah says that there's a violation of Helim Mikdash and Helim Kodesh, so doesn't that mean that you're Chayiv a Karban? No, we could have just said that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva. What's the Chiyuv of Helim Mikdash, Helim Kodesh? a chiv malchus, not a chiv carbon. Meaning the same way we touched up our Mishnah about Yediyah Satuma to be going like Rabbi Shmuel. We could touch up the Mishnah about Yediyah Satuma. I'm sorry, about Shavuos to be going like Rabbi Shmuel. We could touch up our Mishnah about Yediyah Satuma to be going like Rabbi Akiva. This requires obviously remembering yesterday's daf, right? Meaning where we started the whole discussion by saying, who's our Mishnah following? It doesn't seem to conform to either one. Why does it not conform to either one? Because Rabbi Shmuel happens to hold that when it comes to Shavuos, you're only going to be chayiv a karban on the Shavua al-Asa, not the Shavua al-Sha'avar. So that doesn't work with Rabbi Shmuel. And it can't be going like Rabbi Akiva, because when it comes to Yediyah Satuma, you're only going to be chayiv a karban on a helim of your tumma, but not on a helim of the Mikdash or the Kodesh. So that's not like Rabbi Akiva. So the answer we gave yesterday is, it's really going like Rabbi Shmuel, and don't worry about the Shavua al-Sha'avar. That's about Malkus. That's not about a karban. So Rabbi Shmuel is good with our Mishnah. So our Gemara is saying right now, we could have given the same answer for Rabbi Akiva. We could have said that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, and don't worry about the fact that Rabbi Akiva is only Mechayiv Karban for Helim Tuma and not for Helim Mikdash Kodesh. That's not about Karban. That's about Malkus. That's not about a Karban. So the only thing that prevents us from saying our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva is the fact that our Mishnah seems to assume that by Yetzios HaShabbos that you get Malkus. And Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say that. Rabbi Akiva would say for Yetzios HaShabbos, it's a lav shenitin lasaros misas beizdin, and you don't get Malkus for a lav shenitin lasaros misas beizdin. Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Mishnah is talking about b'mezid and it's about Malkus, Yedios hasraos mi ba'ilei, then instead of using the term Yedios HaTuma, it should have been about hasraos, that they gave him warning and he entered in even the Beis HaMikdash, even though he had a hasra'ah. Says the Gemara, halo kasha, tani Yedios de hasraos. We still could have given that answer according to Rabbi Akiva, and the fact that it didn't use the term hasraos, he used the term Yedios, it means that they gave him a hasra'ah, and he knew that he was tamei, and he still went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate kachim. He didn't amaze it. If the Mishnah were talking about Bemezid and we're talking about Malkus, why does the Mishnah say that Yediyos HaTumah are Shtayim Shein Arba? Really, it's only two Yediyos. A person goes into the Beis HaMikdash Bemezid, and the second is a person who eats Kachim Bemezid. Because you're only going to get Malkus if you got a Hasra'ah, if they mention the Tumah and the Isser to eat Kachim, or the Tumah and the Isser to enter the Beis HaMikdash in the Hasra'ah. So there are only two cases of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav that you violate Bemezid. Vesu, Es Sheyesh Ba Yediyah B'tchila V'yediyah. And furthermore, it's hard to say that the Yediyos HaTumah case is talking about Malkus. The Mishnah highlights that we're talking about where you knew about your Tumah originally, you realized about your Tumah in the end, but when you violated the Issur, you didn't know about your Tumah. That doesn't sound like a Malkus case. Malkus is that while you're doing the Aveira, you did it b'mezid, you knew exactly what you were doing. So it's hard to say that the Yediyos HaTumah case fits Rabbi Akiva just perfectly, and it's really just about Malkus, and it's not about a karban. No, it's quite clearly about not about Malkus. Vesu hareza b'leviyorev, and then we'll go in for the kill. You know how I know that the Yediyos HaTumah case is not about Malkus, that it's about karban? Because it says hareza b'leviyorev. It says that it's about a karban. So to tell me that we could have just as easily said that our mission is going like Rabbi Akiva, and the whole Yediyos HaTumah case is all about Malkus, and it's not about a karban, it fits nothing. It fits nothing in the Mishnah. Elo Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, you're right. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you violated B'shogeg, the Yediyos HaTumah B'shogeg, and it's all about a karban. We said that our Mishnah is going neither like Rabbi Shmuel nor like Rabbi Akiva, because the Shavuos case doesn't fit Rabbi Shmuel, the Yediyos HaTumah case doesn't fit Rabbi Akiva. So says Gemara, you're right. Rabbi, it's a third opinion. Our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi, V'nasivla Aliba de Tanai, and Rabbi reflects different Shitos of Tanaim in different parts of the Mishnah, meaning Rabbi's is entitled to his own opinion, and therefore he can paskin like Rabbi Shmuel in one case, and he can paskin like Rabbi Akiva in the other case. So the Yediyos HaTumah situation fits the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel perfectly, and the Shavuos situation fits Rabbi Akiva perfectly. It's the opposite that they ran into trouble. So Rabbi could just say that the Yediyos Nasav like Rabbi Shmuel, when it comes to Yediyos HaTumah, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that you chayev a karban, whether what you forget forgot was that you were Tamei, or whether what you forgot was that this is the Beis HaMikdash, or that this is Kadshim, and you're going to be Chayv of Carbon in either event. And Ubishvus, Nasav like Rabbi Akiva. And as far as Shavuos, he paskens like Rabbi Akiva, that you're Chayv of Carbon, whether it's a Shavua on what you will do, or whether it's a Shavua on what you did do, whether it's alaba or l'sha'avar. And therefore, the whole Mishnah is not about Malkus, it's all about Karbanos, and there are Shtayim Shein Arba in Shavuos that you chayev Karban, and Shtayim Shein Arba in Yedios HaTumah that you chayev Karban. It's just that the Shavuos we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, and Yedios HaTumah we're assuming like Rabbi Yishmael. And then Shalom Al Yisrael, now everything's great. So says Gemara Amar Avashi, Amrish L'shmaita Kamei D'Rav Kahana, I said over this teaching in front of Rav Kahana, Va'amar Li, and he told me, Lo Tema Rebbe Nasiv La Aliba De Tanai V'Lei Lo Sfirulei. So I'll go even a little further. Don't tell me that Rebbe taught this Mishnah, this Tam Mishnah, reflecting two different opinions in two different parts of the Mishnah, but that's not a reflection of his own opinion. He just decided to reflect Rabbi Yishmael's Shita in Yedios HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba and Rabbi Akiva's Shita in Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. No. El Rebbe Taima didn't have Shem Mefarish. Rebbe holds that way. Meaning Rebbe himself paskins like Rabbi Yishmael in Yedios HaTumah and like Rabbi Akiva in Shavuos. Again, what that means is Rebbe himself paskins when it comes to Yedios HaTumah that whatever your Helam was about, whether you forgot about the Tumah or whether you forgot about that this was Kodesh, that you're going to be Chayav Karban. Rebbe himself paskins when it comes to Shavuos that whether it's about Lahaba, whether it's about Lishavar, that you're going to be Chayav Karban. He actually holds that way. The Pnei Yeshua says, who cares? I mean, why does it matter whether Rebbe holds that way or not? We know that there's Rabbi Shmuel that holds that way, there's Rabbi Akiva that holds that way. So he says, no, it's a big enough community la halacha, whether you say that it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, like the respective opinions of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, or Rebbe's saying a Stam Mishnah like his own opinion. Because if it's like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, that the din of Yedios HaTumah is Rabbi Shmuel and the din of Shavuah is Rabbi Akiva, it turns out that we wouldn't paskin like our Mishnah, because we're going to have the Mishnah is going to bring on Daf Dalit and Beis, a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether you chayev al hela mikdash or not. So then it would be a stam v'achar kach machlokas within the same mesechta. And we paskin ein alacha kestam when it's a stam v'achar kach machlokas. And since over there Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva disagree with Rabbi Shmuel and hold that there's no chi of carbon hela mikdash, we would say that Rabbi must have changed his mind from the stam. And the alacha is that you're not chayev carbon hela mikdash. But if you say that Rabbi was so same in the Mishnah to reflect his own opinion, you don't say that just because there's a machlokas later on, that he tells you about all the different opinions later on, that that's a chazara from his stam. So if he puts a stam mishnah to reflect somebody else's opinion, and then later on you have a variety of opinions, so then that's maybe a chazara from the stam. But if the stam is to reflect his own opinion, and then later on he gives you a variety of opinions, so then he's sticking with the stam mishnah. So it's a chapsa nafkamina that we're saying that this is Rebbe's actual opinion. Tanya, we have a brisa that teaches us that this is Rabbi's actual opinion. Minayin she'enu chayev el al sheish b'yidiyah b'tchila. How do I know that you're only going to be chayiv if you knew about your tumah before you did the avera and after you did the avera, but not while you did the avera of going into the Beis HaMikdash or of eating the kodesh? Tamalomar v'nelam v'nelam shnei pavim. It says v'nelam menuvu tamei v'ashem, and it says v'nelam imenuvu yodav yashem. So we learn from the first v'nelam that only if there's a helam tumah are you chayiv carbon, but not on a helam mikdash or helam kodesh. And since the second v'nelam is extra, we darshan as if it said v'hu yada before the v'nelam, that you need to have a yadiyah b'tchila and a helam after the yadiyah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Omer eino tzarech. You don't need to take the words v'hu yada and say that they mean something other than the simple reading and put them in between the words v'nelam, because we hareyu Omer. The pasuk says v'nelam mechlal diyada. It says v'nelam, which implies that before the Nelam, before you forgot, you knew about your Tumah. V'hu yada, harei kan shtei yediyos. And it says v'hu yada, so it must be that there's a second yediyah aside from the original yediyah. Imkein matam lomer v'nelam v'nelam. So why does it say v'nelam twice? L'chayiv al helem Tumah v'al helem migdash. To tell me that you're chayiv a karban, both if you forgot that you were Tameh, and in a case where you knew that you were Tameh, but you didn't realize that this is the Migdash. That is Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. So you see that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yishmael when it comes to Yediyos HaTumah, because Rabbi says it beferush, that regardless of whether what you didn't realize was your Tumah, or whether what you didn't realize was that you're going into the Mikdash reading Kodesh, you're going to be Chayv the Korban. So Ashken Yediyos Tislei Taimid Nafshei. Good, so as far as Yediyos HaTumah, I see klar that Rabbi holds his own Shita. Shvuos Tislei Taimid Nafshei Minalan. How do I know that he holds his own Shita by Shavuos as well? Meaning that he holds you're going to be high of a carbon even on the Shvua Lisha Avar against the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, so says Gemara, Svarahu. That's a Svara that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Akiva, that you're high of a carbon even on the Shvua Lisha Avar. So then there's a Marshal takes out the next two lines because it's just repetitive, but we might as well read it. Lishna Achrina, Ashkan Biyadios to Savak Rabbi Shmal, Bishvuos to Savak Rabbi Akiva, Minalan, Svarahu. Right? We see clearly that Rabbi explicitly holds like Rabbi Shmuel when it comes to Yediyos HaTumah. Where do I see that he holds like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Shavuos? Okay, that's a svara that he holds like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Shavuos. Okay, so now says Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, my taima come mechayev l'sha'avar. Why is it that Rabbi Akiva is mechayev you carbon on a Shavua ala avar? Meaning you said when it comes to a Shavua, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that you not only chayev on future Shavuos, you chayev on Shavuos about the past as well, unlike Rabbi Shmuel. So where did Rabbi Akiva get that you chayev on a carbon on a Shavua l'sha'avar? Says Gemara, it's about a methodology you've had a darshan psukim. That in general, there are two ways to darshan when the Torah says an expansive term, a limited term, and an expansive term. You could say that's called klal upratu klal, like we say in Rabbi Shmuel over every morning, or you could say it's called ribui miut ribui. Klal upratu klal, so we know what that is. We say that every single morning. Ein b'chal masha b'prat. So we assume that the prat when you have klalu prat, the prat is coming to be mefarish the klal that was written prior to it. So klalu prat in bechal el mashab prat. So it's only coming to include the prat itself. That's mefurash. And if after the prat it has an additional klal, so then it's coming to include other things. So we darshan that it's coming to include that the first klal is not only including the prat that follows it, but it's including anything that's dome to the prat, anything that's ke'ein haprat. That's the limur of klalu prat. Riboy miut is different. That the miut is not coming to be mefarish the riboy that's written before it. If you have a riboy, then a miut, it's coming to be memait a little bit to tell me that the riboy doesn't include everything. It only includes things that are similar to the miut. And if then it has another riboy, then it's coming to tell me that it's coming to include everything except like one little thing that's the most dissimilar to the miut. So why does Rabbi Akiva think that Yechayv and Shvul he darshans using the methodology of ribuy miut and not the methodology of kalu prat? Because by shvuos the pasuk says, "O nefesh ki si shava levati b'sfasayim lahara leitiv lekala asher yivate adam shvua." So nefesh ki si shava is a ribuy. Sounds like any type of shvua you chayiv karban. Lahara o leheitiv, that's a miut. That it's only a shvua that's on about the future. I will do. I won't do. And then it says lekala asher adam, that anything that a person is mevate, that's a riboy. Sounds like any shvur yichayev a carbon. So Rabbi Akiva says, since there's an additional riboy after the miut, the pasuk is telling me yichayev a carbon, whether it's a shvuala asid or a shvuala avar, and we're only coming to be memait one possible type of shvua, and that's a shvuala vatal as a mitzvah. That's a shvua shav. Rabbi Nami darsh riboy miute, and therefore, if Rabbi's going to follow the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, he must also hold that you're supposed to darshan riboy miut, and that's perfect because he does. Ditanya, because we have a brisa where Rabbi darshan's riboy miut. Rabbi Omar bakol podin b'char adam. You could use anything for pidyon aben chutz min ashtaros, except for shtari chov. That if the father of the b'char has a shtar that someone owes him money, he can't give that to the kohen. The shtar to the kohen as the pidyon aben. V'rabbanan amri, and the rabbanan say bakol podin b'char adam chutz mi avadim ashtaros v'karkaos. They're not not allowed to use an eved or shtar or karka to do pidyon aben. So my time with the Rebbe, why does Rebbe think that you could be poda with avadim and karkaos, just not shtaros? Because darsh ribuya miyute, he darshens ribuya miyut. Upidyon ben chodesh, you should do a pidyon when he's ben chodesh. That's riba. Be'erka kesef chamesh shkalim, that's miyate, because it says specifically kesef. And then tifte chazav riba, that's a riboy. That sounds like it could be anything. Riba miyut v'riba, riba hakol. And therefore the methodology is that you could use just about anything. My riba, riba kol mili, just about anything. My miyut, what can't you use? There's just one little thing you can't use. Miyut shtaros, so you're not allowed to use shtaros. But the Rabbanon darshi kol yuprati. The Rabbanon will darshin, not riba miyut, they darshin kol uprat. Upiduyim ben chodesh klal. Berkha kaskonesh shkolim prat. Tifte chazav klal. So it's not riba miyut, it's kol prat or klal. Klal uprat or klal, yeto don ela ke'ena prat. So what can you use for pidyon aben? Only something that's similar to kesef. What's similar to kesef? Ma'prat mefurish davra metaltel v'gufo mamon. Something that's movable and is itself of value. Av kol davra metaltel v'gufo mamon. Needs to be metaltelin that is itself of value. Yatzu karkos shena metaltelin, and therefore karka is excluded because it's not metaltelin. And yatzu avadim shuk shul karkos, and avadim are excluded because avadim have the same din as karka always. And yatzu shtaros afal pisha metaltelin in gufon mamon, and that excludes shtaros because shtaros don't have inherent value, they only have representative value, and therefore they are not going to be valid for pidyon aben. So right now the Gemara says, works out great, that our mission is going like the sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe happens to hold like Rebbe Akiva in one area, holds like Rebbe Shmuel in the other area. I, Rebbe Akiva, only holds Shtayim Shein Arba that you chayiv a carbon by Shavua because Riboy Miyut Riboy. Rebbe also holds Riboy Miyut Riboy, so that's great. What we're going to pick up tomorrow is, does Rebbe really hold Riboy Miyut Riboy throughout all of Shas? Maybe Rebbe says Klal Prado Klal in some places in Shas. That's what we'll pick up with tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.